Exodus 20:15. You shall not steal. Actually, I think I would like what PSAM does. Read the whole of Ten Commandments, Exodus 20:1-17, but we'll focus on you shall not steal. Then God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers on the children on the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male or female servant, or your cattle or your sojourner who stays with you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that's in them. Rested on the seventh day, therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Let's bow our head and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another beautiful day here that you brought us all here to hear your word. And may I just ask you to speak through me and also, give all these people here, as well as those listening on EMP, a good soil to hear, so that your words are planted in them, and may it bear fruit for you, Lord God. In Jesus' name now we pray. Amen. I thought about you shall not steal a bit from Sunday sermon, and honestly, when PSAM talked about stealing of emotional things, I thought, wow, I didn't really expect that kind of teaching on do not steal. So I thought it might be good for me to just look back at the basic, first of all, about what you shall not steal is, and then just share a bit about the kind of things it brought to my memory for my life in relation to this commandment. So the word steal in this verse, verse 15, in Hebrew is the word ganab, which is used in circumstances like taking without permission, deceit or dishonesty, so wrongful taking away things, or doing this in secret. And yeah, when might stealing be justified, or when might be a reasonable excuse for stealing? I thought to myself. Well, actually, just looking back at my old days, when I was working for another place, not at SP, I really thought I should have a higher pay at my employer. And so when I didn't get the pay that I thought I ought to, I I took some more piece of papers or just do other things in the office just to get some compensations. And I think really that is some form of stealing as well afterwards. And also, it's quite often talk about that someone is rich, like they don't need the money, or maybe a bit like Robin Hood, that you take the money from the rich and give it to the poor. In that way, I think the Bible also say that stealing as well. So, yeah, these are just common ways that people, including myself, particularly in the past, think about excuses for stealing. And then, as I was thinking about this verse, I brought back to my memory of my first incident I stole. Even though it seems quite a long time ago, it's I think it's a tough confession, so I'll share the story with you. So the first time I stole was from my family. I was actually quite young, a kid, maybe something like 30 years ago or more. At that time, I think I started to play video games, and just a normal video game costs about $1 in Hong Kong, and that video game, we think it was called first version of Street Fighters. Those video games cost like $4 Hong Kong at the time, and just give you a perspective, like how much that meant. My daily allowance, it was like $2 Hong Kong a day, and it cost me like 70 cents to take a bus to get to town in Hong Kong. So really, it's like a lot of money to play this $4 video game. And as you can imagine, when you go to video arcades to play, and the first time you play these games, you don't know how to beat the guy or do certain moves on the arcade game, so you lose quickly. So what happened was that I lose pretty much, I think it. Every time I play for the first few days, the game only lasts 15 to 20 seconds, and then I spend a whole 2-3 days of my allowance, and I really just end up spending my whole kind of saving quite quickly, and then it came to me that my parents actually, because they are farming, they're always out in the farm. They left money just on the shelf for my sibling and I just to take for our allowance, like $2 allowance a day. And so I thought, I just voluntarily make an advance on my allowance. I never thought of asking them because it's just they trust us, and then I just took the money just on the shelf, and then it end up. Yeah, I think it end up depleting that pot of coins very quickly. So it's usually that pot of coins for my siblings and I probably lasts a couple of months, and then it end up to be gone within 2 weeks. I was a bit surprised, my siblings didn't say anything, my parents didn't say anything, and then just suddenly, the new bag of money was put back there. I was thinking, they didn't say anything. So I kept on using it. And then up until maybe 2-3 months later, my parents asked me to help them with some farming work. So in those days, farming work also get up about 6 o'clock and go to the farm. And I only need to do a very small part. They get up 4 or 5 to do all the water, the vegetable, and all that. So I only they only gave me a role of just pushing this massive trolley off. I think it was about 12. That's too much. No, 12, 12 big baskets of vegetables soaked in water before we push it to the market. Why soak in water? Because, actually, that's maybe some form of stealing as well. Soaking water is so that the vegetable, the plants actually weighs more. So when you put it on the weight on the market, it's because they sell it by weight, then because of the it absorbed water for a few hours already, you can actually sell for more. So I guess as a kid, I don't know, like six, seven years old then, I was responsible for that. And then one day, I noticed that, well, because my parents usually collect the money or that, but they were busy talking to other people. So after I pushed, I think it's only like 20 minutes to this a market to sell vegetables, so to put it on a massive truck to go to other markets. So it's a wholesaler place. I realized, wow, these 12 big basket of vegetables, 12 of them were only sold for like 20 Hong Kong dollars. Yeah, 20 Hong Kong dollars. And it took my parents, I don't know how many days to get these from seeds to these plants and then fertilize it and then look out every day. And I thought, wow, $20, it's only 5 games for me. And I think at that time, 5 video games only like took me 5 minutes to play because I was no good at that game. And at the time I realized that, I was thinking, wow, all that hard work for them, it only took me like 5 minutes to waste this, wander it. I think it was quite painful for me to realize that. But then, guess what? I didn't stop. I think in some way it has been more like an addiction for me playing video game at that time. And only until later on, when I left the country, left Hong Kong, that I stopped playing video games. Because in England, there wasn't any, I couldn't get hold of any video games, some suburban countryside. So what I want to share about this is, there might be things that we steal from other people, our loved ones, from our loved ones, from also ourselves. So I guess Pete Sam talked about stealing from yourself, from other people, from God. And I thought about, what can we do to help us stop from stealing? How can we stop from stealing if we know we are stealing? And I think like this memory reminded me that I wanted to stop because I realized the pain it caused me and the injustice suffer from my family because I stole from them, right? So that's the starting point. But for me, it didn't cause enough to work inside me to make the change. But then that at least I had recognition of that. So it occurred to me, so if we think about the pain and suffering it caused from what we do to our loved ones, and God is someone I'm sure all of you want to love, that's an initial turning point. And the other thing that occurred to me, just thinking back about this, is that when, I'm not blaming my parents or my sibling, really, like when they realize that the money is going quite quickly, and they didn't say anything to me, I think it would have helped me if they disciplined me. Yeah, if they disciplined me. Because I'm sure they knew it was me. It's not like many, many people anyway. And I think in the Bible, where did I put that down? Yeah, it says, God discipline us for good. For those whom he loves, he disciplines. I think that's Hebrews 12:6. So, if we are aware of this, I'll encourage us, yes, to love the person who may have wronged you, and in some ways, yes, you discipline them, because you don't want them to continue in their old way. And actually, the third point about how can we stop stealing, which I think would be helpful from that, would be, first of all, yeah, to receive God's love. So allow him to change our heart. And looking back, I wasn't a Christian, so the other thing that I also need, and I think I'm getting a better sense of it, is to get help. To get help to break this addiction. It could be coming from your brothers or sisters or just friends, that you will be open enough to share your problems and struggles, and ask them to pray with you, ask them to walk with you. I guess it's a bit like a kind of ability group, but just willingness to share your weakness would actually help a lot, because anything is brought into the light, it's much easier for God to heal you through this. So, yeah, I'll just stop here and invite Andrew to come in to just play some music for us. And I'll just also ask us to just close our eyes and think about I know stealing peace I'm talking about can be so broad, stealing emotionally. But whether it's stealing things, stealing goods, stealing anything, we might be doing it, but we don't realize it. So I just ask that you to pause for a moment and ask God to reveal to us all, to see, is there anything we're stealing from people, from ourselves, or from God, that he wants to bring to light so that we may be healed and we may be closer to God. And this stealing can be business related, not just employer-employee, but for example, if you're trying to make a bargain, you might just overreach your bargain, that it's not, it doesn't come at a fair price. or maybe in a business relations where you have you promised to do certain things and you have not, or in the contracts where the other part is given certain rights but you actually withhold those rights or invaded their rights. Or maybe just more personally, yeah, as P. Sam said, you stole the joy from people, the people you love, the people you care about. If there's any such thing, just ask God to reveal so that you can be healed and you could have a, not only a much better relationship with these people, but with God too.
Every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me.
Lord God, we are thankful that you love us so much that you want to protect us. You want to protect us by giving us these commandments so that we can be close to you and we will cause less harm or not hurt the people who mean so much to us as well as ourselves, Lord God. Because following these commandments is essentially love God and love our neighbor as ourselves, Lord God. So we thank you for these commandments. And just, yeah, thankful for these reminders that your love means it's not the same as the world. That your love actually including discipline, training us as well, and rebuking us. And then even though we struggle at times, or most of the time, you have given us brothers and sisters to love us and to support us and to encourage us. And that you, through your Holy Spirit, has given us this courage to just open ourselves up to share our burden and what's really painful for us, Lord God. Yeah, we thank you for all these things you have done for us, and also thank you in advance for all the wonderful things you are going to do in us and through us, Lord God. Yes, help us to remain in you. In Jesus' name now we pray. Amen. Yes, let's turn to the community slide. Let's pray together for our SP community, for those who's suffering from cancer and getting healed through chemo or radiation therapies, or just had a surgery. Just know that God has been working at each of these families, Lord God. Just ask Him to continue. Ask Him to continue to pour His love over every single one of them here, as well as their family. For we know that nothing can separate us from the love of God. So, and it's through this love that we are going to be made whole. Next slide, we pray for not only this physical healing, but also for their salvation as well. Many of them have been here for a long time, but we do not give up. Love always persevere, always hopes, always trusts. So we trust that God will do His work in His best timing, but we have to do our part to. We have to pray. We want to pray. We want it to come through. So let's continue to press for our family, for our loved ones, to know Jesus and to be healed and made whole.
Next, we pray for other infirmaries with the SP community. And yes, please continue to pray for our pastor, P. Sam. I think he got out of hospital yesterday and should be at home recovering today. And he's still traveling somewhat, so cover him through his travel and also conducting service this weekend as well. Yes, I can also continue to pray for Kathy's mum and Christina for full healing as well. Thank you. Next night, we want to pray for those who are seeking work. Pray for a brother and sister here that God will provide and God will meet all their needs. And may they receive greater revelations in the Lord Jesus over this time as well. Missions today. We're praying for Cambodia. Grace, we heard about Grace's needs from Sunday service at Bloom, and also there will be a trip going to Bloom later on this year. So please cover that as well. And yes, also P. Sophia. P. Sophia is in Japan. Is in one of her language course students. She's actually praying for someone to speak Mandarin to minister to one of the students and bringing salvation to that. So yeah, just pray for, even in the midst of her studying language, that God will work through her to bring more souls to the kingdom. To lift up our IP team, particularly IP leader Matt and interim leader Zhou Ming, and Ricky, who's away as well, having a leave. So just pray that he will have a good quality time and good rest as well. Also pray for Rachel, who leads Cascade, as she's having taking care of baby now. I really sense like we want to pray for the whole church hearing from God, because on the retreat we talk about this prophetic ministry, and really the whole church is involved, and we're developing more of this ministry for the church. So really just pray for the whole church to hear from God and for healing for the whole church, as we just did here in for infirmity and cancer and all these things, as well as protection too. I've been hearing a lot of injuries, people going to hospital, or family death. Cover SP for protection. And also, we're so thankful that we have a cascade ministry that will do in the healing and deliverance. So just pray for the continued anointing on the ministers there. We want to continue to lift up our education ministry, particularly Noah's Ark, for more volunteer teachers for our free service on Sunday starting from end of this month. So yes, we still need more volunteer teachers. Please pray for that. And SPU for our pastor Nate. And also, the youth group to just come together to know Jesus more. And also for Pastor Ricky and the SPU leaders like Andrew to continue to lead the ministry as Han Su is now in Beijing. Please cover outreach for tonight, SP nights. I'll actually join SP night to discuss the drop-in center that would be in Wantai, to see some of the real estate agents as well as the potential landlord. So just pray for the meeting to go well. As well as for the outreach tonight, and also for homey outreach, that we do need intercessors tonight. So anyone feel led to cover the prayer between 7 to 10, that we'll actually go to individual cut rooms to meet the families and just to get to know them, to share God's love. So please continue to intercede tonight for them as well. Please also lift up our house churches gathering tonight, Soho, Robin Hood, Austin West. Father God, we're so thankful that you want us to have complete joy in you, and have no one to steal our joy. Lord God, we are so thankful that you are such a wonderful Father. Everything you do, you say, in the Bible, is really to show us your love. And even though there are places we don't understand or we think we understand, do not steal, do not murder. they are so, so much deeper than what the words suggest. So Lord God, please, please give us this heart to humbly study your word so that we may know the richness of your love for us, so that we can love you back as you deserve. And may I just ask you to also, bless all those who's going to work today or go back to school or anything else, the next step. And yes, continue to be with them and walk with each of us. And use your Holy Spirit to prompt us so that not only may we not sin against you, but we will shine brightly for you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name now we pray. Amen.